I want to begin on April 1st. You were part of a mass held at the fence along the U.S.-Mexico border in Nogales. For people who don't know, what happened there, and perhaps what did that contribute to what happened in Washington, D.C. last week?
As you probably know, Pope Francis went to Lampedusa as one of the first acts of his papacy to pray for migrants who died in the transit to Lampedusa in the sea, and also prayed for them and for their families. And the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, in imitation of the Holy Father's initiative, gathered in Nogales for a series of events. The first was an opportunity to actually walk in the desert to experience what migrants experience as they travel north through the treacherous desert here in the Sonoran Desert. And they also then had an opportunity to meet with the Border Patrol, to go with the patrol along the border, to listen to some of the challenges that they face in trying to address some of the drug trafficking and human trafficking that exists along the border. And then the bishops had an opportunity to cross the border and to enter Nogales, Sonora, where they had an opportunity to visit a shelter there that houses women and children who are deported, run by the Kino Border Initiative, which is an initiative begun by the Jesuit fathers, especially Father Sean Carroll, and also to visit the Comedor, which feeds a number of migrants that are deported into Mexico from the United States. And then finally held a mass on April 1st at the border in Nogales, Arizona, with people participating on both sides of the border wall, which was a very powerful and very moving experience. The hope of that visit by the bishops was twofold. One, to pray for those who have died in the desert and for their families. And secondly, to pray for our Congress and President to act now in passing comprehensive immigration policy reform to address what everyone acknowledges to be a broken system. There was some sense that the action of the bishops did produce a little bit of the unfreezing of the paralysis that exists now in Washington to try to address this issue. There was a conversation with Vice President Biden talking about the events that took place and the bishops participated in. And his appreciation of the bishops raising a consciousness in the country of the importance of resolving this complex and worrisome situation. And so this meeting in Washington that took place last week was a follow-up to that. It was an opportunity to visit the Hill and to talk with legislators about the urgency of comprehensive immigration policy reform. So it began with a mass in St. Peter's Church, which is right near the Capitol. There was also an opportunity for the bishops who were present to meet with some of the Dreamer young people and to hear their story, to hear their worries, their anxieties, their hopes, their dreams. And then we went to the Hill to meet with a number of legislators who are on both sides of the aisle to try and encourage them to address the issue now before the end of the session in August. Our meetings included people like Representative Ryan's office. He was not there because he was on the floor at the time, but we did speak with his staff, who are part of those who are looking at how this question can be addressed in the House of Representatives. We had an opportunity to visit. I had an opportunity to visit with several of our Arizona congressional delegation, and then the bishops finally met with Speaker Boehner to talk about our concerns and why we hope that he and the Congress and President will act to resolve this situation. It was a very cordial meeting with Speaker Boehner. He did indicate that this is an issue he does want to resolve, that he hopes can be resolved, but that there are obstacles. And the window is very small, June and July, for the Congress to take the steps necessary to address this issue. It's probable that the House will try to look at this issue in a more piecemeal way than the Senate did, in a more comprehensive way. But regardless of how the issue is addressed, if all the pieces are there in a piecemeal approach as opposed to a comprehensive approach, we would certainly be encouraging of that. So those were some of the results of our visit.
Your hope for immigration reform comes from where? We've been talking today on our program to business leaders, and they speak often of workers and economies. In the past, you've focused on the stories of individuals. Is it compassion that drives your desire for reform? What is it that your voice and the voice of other bishops bring to the debate over immigration reform?
Sure. And the religious voice, whether it is Catholic Church or other Christian faiths, the Jewish faith, even within the Muslim community, all of us have deep traditions on welcoming the stranger and the need to treat each human being with the dignity they deserve. So we see this as not only an economic issue, not only a civic societal issue, but also a moral and ethical issue. After all, people continue to die in our desert here, and that's a deep concern. Families continue to be separated, and as Catholics and as people of faith, we see the family unit as the foundation of a society. And so the breakup of families is a deep concern. It's also a moral concern that people have to live in the shadows as undocumented, who are really eager to participate fully in the life of the community and have so many gifts to bring to their contribution to the community. So the Catholic bishops, of course, understand that the issues along the border are very complex. There is a great deal of criminal behavior that has to be addressed. And if we could pass a comprehensive immigration policy reform that would separate the economic migrant from the person crossing the border with criminal intent, whether that's drug trafficking, human trafficking, weapons trafficking, whatever, then we can bring our enforcement initiatives to address that concern. And there would be legal ways for people who are interested to come here to work. And so, as you know, right now, many people crossing the border are other than Mexican because they come from Central America, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala. This is another serious concern, especially because many of the people crossing the border now are women and children, families, or unescorted minors. I know I recently had a visit with Chief Padilla, who is the head of the Tucson district. And on his initiative, he was very concerned that there were so many Guatemalan women and children crossing the border. And as we get further into the summer, as you know, right now we're at 109, 110 degrees. This is brutal heat in the desert. And he had a deep concern on how we can prevent more deaths from happening in our desert. So these are the concerns of people of faith, religious leaders, not only Catholic leaders, but religious leaders in general who are concerned about the immigration question, that it does have a moral and ethical dimension to it, which leads to our involvement.
And are you hopeful that your message is resonating not only maybe in Washington, but perhaps even among, as you say, the other religious organizations and people?
We're hopeful. I mean, it is concerning that we're already in the first week of June and we have only until the end of July to coalesce a movement to pass comprehensive immigration policy reform. And so our encouragement, especially to our Republican legislators, I do believe Speaker Boehner does want to resolve this issue, and hopefully he can convince his caucus of the need for this and that they can come to some acceptable solution to the problem.
That was Gerald F. Kakanis, Bishop of Tucson, talking to KAWC about the need for immigration reform, a message he took to the U.S. Congress last week with a delegation from the U.S. Conference of Bishops.